Om Shanti. 29th January 2020. Today's effort. Every now and then, practice stopping the traffic of your thoughts. For 1 second, stop your thoughts and also the actions being performed through the body, and practice becoming a point form. This practice of a second will help you to create an avyakta stage throughout the day. So Baba is telling every now and again, practice stopping the traffic of your thoughts. Thought traffic. Just for 1 minute, stop all thoughts and also the actions being performed throughout the body, and practice becoming a point form. This practice of a second will help you create an avyakta stage throughout the day. 1 minute or 1 second. 1 second seems to be a very short time. Even while just talking about it, 1 second is over. But this is what Baba is telling us, that throughout the day, practice this. Just for a second, stop all the thoughts. Just for a second, still the body. Just for a second, get situated in the point form. And this practice will help you create an avyakta stage throughout the day. Do it multiple times. Just as a drop makes the ocean, every addition of the drop is important. In the similar manner, even the small practice of 1 second can help in creating the avyakta stage. The cumulative effect would be the creation of that avyakta stage. So it's all 1 second. What all things we can do in 1 second throughout the day? Jill. So, multiple things we can do. First, get detached from everything in a second and see this world as a detached observer. Just in a second, get detached from the world, get detached from the body. There are two things which we have to transcend. First, the body, and second, the 5 elements. So get detached from these two things, this body and all the 5 elements of this world. So you move away from both of these two things. The body is left behind, the earth is left behind, the sky is left behind, the stars, the moons, the space, and everything is left behind, and I'm away from everything. Entering into that ethereal world, entering into the area where there are no elements, no 5 elements. So in 1 second, practice getting detached from everything that you see down, that you see, that you hear, that you feel, that you perceive, that you palpate. So this is the sense world, world of senses. Getting away from this sensual world and entering into that super sensuous world. So practice throughout the day, and practice when you are quite busy in multiple things, in multiple duties, work, karma, deed, actions, seva, service. Second thing is, in 1 second go and take blessings from Baba and come back. Just go to the subtle world, take a powerful blessing from him and come back, just as yesterday's slogan was divine intellect. Divine intellect. Yes. So take the blessing of divine intellect from him and come back. Take the blessing of divine intellect. Divine means, what is Divya? What is the meaning of the word divine?
Pure.
Highest. Divine has got different meanings. The first meaning of divine is lokatit, not of this world, away from this world, which is alaukik, which is not laukik, which is not laukik. That is known as divine. The second meaning of the word divine is beautiful. Beautiful, not ugly. The third meaning of the word divine is pure, not impure. The fourth meaning, the fourth meaning of the word divine is bright. Bright means light. So there is no darkness. So divine means there shouldn't be any darkness. Divine means there shouldn't be any dirtiness, ugliness. Divine means it should be not of this world, some other. And divine means related to heaven. That's also another meaning of the word divine in worldly dictionary. So divine has got 4-5 meanings. So go in a second to Baba. Feel that he has kept his hand of blessing on my head. Take the blessing of divinity, of divine intellect, and come back. 1 second. Just in 1 second. Then, in 1 second, go and have a very short conversation with Baba and come back. Just tell him that everything is alright. Everything is alright. I have no complaints about anything. Everything is okay. Just tell him this and come back. Then in 1 second, go and take drishti and come back. Nothing more. Silent drishti. No talk, no exchange of words, nothing. And throughout the day, anytime. And this can be done looking at different pictures, posters. In Madhuban, you will have so many translates everywhere. So just looking at any one of the picture, or even if it is not there, you can visualize and imagine. Straight go, take drishti and come back. Just in 1 second. So this can be done throughout the day, even whilst you are very busy, even when you are surrounded by hectic work. So just going and taking drishti from him. Then next, in 1 second, experience. What to experience in 1 second? Okay, so you can experience purity in 1 second, or you can go and enter into Paramdham and experience the peace of Paramdham, experience the silence of Supreme Abode, experience the freedom that the soul experiences in Supreme Abode, experience the sixth element. We have the experience of the 5 elements of this planet Earth, but we have no experience of that sixth element. So just jump, take the experience, feel it, and come back. So in 1 second, just go to the soul world and come back. Just go to the land of liberation and come back. Just go to that incorporeal world and come back. Just everything in 1 second. Going, touching, and coming back. Going, feeling the silence and coming back. Going, feeling the peace and coming back. Go and feel the purity. What sort of purity is there in Paramdham? We have the experience of purity of this world. Though the bodies are impure and the souls also have become impure, there must be some difference in the purity there. Even though in the golden age also there is purity, but the purity of golden age and the purity of the soul in the soul world is still different. This purity is very different. So feel that purity and come back in 1 second. Just everything in 1 second. Then next angelic stage in 1 second. Go out becoming an angel and come back. Remember everything which is associated with an angel. How is an angel? Detached. How is an angel? In yesterday's Murli there was one line. You are lighthouse, living lighthouse. And today in slogan Baba said, you are master son of knowledge and you spread rays throughout the world. So in 1 second becoming an angel. Become an angel in 1 second and fly away from this world. Become an angel in 1 second and wear the body of garb of light. Becoming an angel in 1 second and becoming detached observer. Becoming an angel and moving away. Angels don't keep their foot on this earth. They fly above. They are the flying angels. They live in the world of angels. They have nothing to do with this world. They are the messengers of God. They come, they help and they run away. They come, they help and they disappear. They have no desires for name, fame and glory. They have nothing to do with this world. They are just come, give message and they go away. Becoming an angel in 1 second. So that can be done throughout the day. Then next, go and express gratitude to Baba. Say thank you. Thank you for what? Thank you for what? Unnecessary thank you? What has he done? Thank you for his love. Thank you for... Thanks Baba for what? For his teachings. For his Srimat. Baba in today's Murli said this Srimat is very... What? Unique. Nyari. This Srimat is very very unique Srimat which Baba is giving you. So thank you for the Srimat. Thank you for waking up me at Amrit Vela. Thank you for the powerful stage of the mind. Thank you for the purity which I am experiencing. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the Brahmin family. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for the understanding of drama that is making me stable, unshakable, immovable in the face of the adverse, difficult, incongenial, unfavorable situations. So thank you to that Supreme Soul for coming into my life. You know, this gratitude has got a very strong positive energy. Sometimes we can do yoga just on this gratitude. One whole Amrit Vela can be devoted only for gratitude, thankfulness. Sit in front of Baba and just start listing the things for which I should be thankful to you. If you had you not been there, I would have fallen down because the situation was so difficult. And yet, your love, your support, your help, your cooperation, your canopy, your sustenance, your powers have helped me sustain, tide through this situation. So thankfulness, just in 1 second. And then go and say hello to him in 1 second and come back. Because we have to do these drills just in 1 second throughout the day. Hello. Touch him and come back. Feel how you feel the touch of God. We have experience of physical touch of human beings, but we have no experience of touching God. He who is invisible, he who is impalpable, he who is not of this world, he who is not human being, he is the supreme being. So how do you feel his touch? What love, what power, what feeling, what emotion, what experience one feels when one touches God, the touch of God. That touch must be very different. That touch must be very much bodiless, making us bodiless. So touch, going, touching Baba and coming back, all in 1 second. And then in 1 second, going and inculcating Gyan, inculcating powers, imbibing dharanas and coming back, all in 1 second. Just going, and he is the ocean of powers. I touch him, all the powers are within me and I come back. So feeling this imbibition of virtues, of Gyan, of knowledge and everything. Otherwise how much to read? It's so difficult. We have less time. So is it not best thing that he is the sun? You go and get everything directly from him. One is to read whatever he has said. Another is straight away take everything from him. That also can be done. With his blessings, everything can be done. And then journey. In 1 second, do the journey of remembrance. Yadiki Yatra. This is the journey of remembrance. Just go on this spiritual journey. Just go on the internal odyssey journey within. Just in 1 second. Then what else? Multiple things can be done in 1 second. Baba is watching me. Then Baba is watching my every action. I am on the world stage. 1 second. I am the... Just visit the kingdom in 1 second. Inviting him to come down. Yeah, you come down. Enough. We have been coming to you. Now it's your turn. Now you come down. So calling him and inviting. Going and visiting the kingdom. Go into the paradise. Today Baba said in Murli that you are the one who create the paradise. So going and observing the paradise as a detached observer. What is happening in the paradise? How the planes are moving here and there? How the deities are sitting? How is their kingdom? How, what place? What animals? What mountains? What lakes? What sceneries? What beauties? What food? What cows? Okay. So everything, just see everything and come back. See the golden age with your eyes. See the purity, feel the purity of the deities. 16 celestial degree full of all virtues, completely viceless, following the highest code of conduct, satopradhan, soul conscious, beautiful. So see their beauty, feel their beauty, which is without a trace of vices. So feeling the beauty, seeing the beauty of the deities. Then in 1 second, what can you do? Come to Madhuban and do the journey of Madhuban. Visit Shantistam, go to history hall, sit in Baba's room and have some chit chat in Baba's hut and come back. So all in 1 second. What else? Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. Go to that bodiless, egoless, incorporeal, viceless stage. Experience the vicelessness. Experience the power of purity in 1 second. Then move around the world in 1 second. Parikrama, perambulation of the world just in 1 second. Go to your Laukik house in 1 second. Go to your office, your department, and give Sakash to one in 1 second. So these all things have to be done in 1 second. Or get lost in Baba's love in 1 second. So today's effort is every now and again, practice stopping the traffic of your thoughts. Because thoughts will go on and on. There is no end to that. We have to keep the traffic police stop. How dare you are traveling without license. So just stop. Say like this and they will stop. And then allow these thoughts to come. Come. So every now and again, practice stopping the traffic of your thoughts. For 1 second, stop your thoughts and also the actions being performed through the body. And practice becoming a point form. Just be a point form. Just be a point of light. Get becoming soul conscious and start spreading the vibes. The area will also get purified. The people who are around us, they will also feel those vibes. Just as the joss stick, just as the essence stick. Even if it is lit in the most odorous, foul-smelling area, the fragrance would spread. So also soul-conscious stage is also a fragrant stage. And in soul-conscious stage, the seven virtues of the soul, they come to the fore on the surface and they will permeate, enter, mixed in the atmosphere. So for 1 second, stop your thoughts and also the actions being performed through the body and practice becoming a point form. The practice of 1 second will help you create an avyakt stage throughout the day. So this is the thing we have to do today. Om Shanti.